Dearly beloved in Christ, we just read from the epistle of the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi, or the second Sunday after Pentecost, about the necessity of charity. And this ties in beautifully with the month of June, which is, as we know, dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. St. Paul says, "Wonder not if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He that loves not abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in himself." But I'd like to focus on the opening sentence, "Wonder not if the world hates you." It is true, if we are going to be followers of Christ, we must be prepared to face the ridicule and the hatred of the world, because they don't understand, or they refuse to understand, that there is a heaven and a hell that lasts for eternity, and that we must avoid sin and strive for holiness in this life in order to obtain eternal reward in heaven. Jesus underwent insult and injury in this world at the hands of worldly-minded people. Notably also when he was taken before the court of Herod, right before the scourging. The King Herod, who was put in place by the Romans as a sort of figurehead king for the Jews, and all of his court represented the worldly-minded pagans who now mock Catholics. Herod had our Lord clothed with a white gown to mock him as a fool. No doubt he and his court laughed at Jesus as he was taken away to be tried again by Pilate. Now here I need to stress an important point, and that is when we say worldly-minded people, we typically mean those who would rather have nothing to do with the true religion, and thus make this world their heaven and earthly gains their reward. First of all, that is a very miserable pursuit and profit indeed. But second of all, we should remember to pray for them and to strive to help them to see the truth when we have the opportunity. Even if they should refuse to understand, should they choose to try to tear down our Christian ideals, we are to pray for them. We do not condone their behavior, of course, but it was Our Lady of Fatima who said, "So many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray for them." Thus, the Fatima children began to pray for sinners. And this may seem like a hard task when we contemplate all the evils that go on in our world today, but did not Christ, while hanging on the cross, utter these very words of forgiveness, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do"? Would he not have prayed forgiveness for Herod himself in the same manner and for everyone today? He set the example for all of us to do the same. Let us pray for forgiveness for all those who now persecute or ridicule God, the Church, the mystical body of Christ, or Christian ideals, that they may amend their ways and do penance for their offenses. St. John, the beloved apostle of Christ, emphasized over and over again the necessity of charity one for another. This was the lesson that he took to heart from our Lord, who himself said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another." Surely the body of Christ received much pain and many an outrage during his passion. Yet even now, the body of Christ is ridiculed. In the past, the body of Christ was, and perhaps even now is, struck at with violent hands by those who wish to disrespect the Catholic religion. There are many stories of those in the past who, after showing contempt and disrespect for the Blessed Sacrament, were punished, even here on earth, with frightful torments. We have only to read a few stories from Father Michael Mueller's work on the Blessed Sacrament to see that the devil urges on those under him who never tire attempting to profane the body of Christ and seemingly jump at the opportunity with an unholy rage. Of course, we are horrified when we hear of these kinds of assaults on the body of Christ, our Lord and King. But we can assault Jesus also when we sin, particularly grievous sin. Spiritual writers tell us to think on the passion of Christ when we are tempted to commit sin. For who would dare to sin against God when they recall vividly to mind what cruel tortures Jesus underwent to redeem us? Not only directly does the world assault our Lord, but they can also offend him in innumerable ways by sin. And this is not true love of God. If we are content to offend him repeatedly and grievously, we will end up just as those worldly-minded people who dismiss religion and religious as superstitions of a past era. They do so because perhaps they do not understand, but a Catholic who falls into this mindset is so much more culpable for his offenses, and it is so much more hurtful to our Lord, because that individual knows better, yet has willingly chosen a wayward path. It is as if they seal their fate. But even here, Jesus reassures us that he will never abandon one of his flock. He says, "What think you? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them should go astray, doth he not leave the 99 in the mountains and go to seek that one which has gone astray? And if it so be that he find it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more for that than for the 99 that went not astray." So, dear friends in Christ, let us have love one for another, despising not to pray for those wayward souls among us, and remember that love of neighbor springs from love of God. Today, as you well know, we had a procession to honor the Holy Eucharist, the body of Christ, which is the translation of Corpus Christi. We carried in solemn procession the monstrance containing the Blessed Sacrament and had three benedictions, calling upon God's mercy for us and his blessings and appeasing him with prayers and hymns approved by the Church for centuries. Participating in the Corpus Christi procession is one of the ideal ways of calling down God's blessings on the whole world and making reparation for the sins of mankind in our day and age. So especially on this feast of Corpus Christi, let us strive for true charity, that is, love of God and love of our neighbor for the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.